want to close things out with a little help as you perhaps are maybe trying to help your community during these times of shutdown limitations. A lot of towns, now even Walmarts, have or are going to start presenting outdoor movie nights. So here's a fair warning to those outlets, courtesy of the Northwest Film Center in Portland, Oregon. They canceled an August 6th outdoor screening of the film Kindergarten Cop. You remember that film about 1990? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, it seems like it took a big hit on Twitter for, at least in the view of one person, glorifying the traumatization of children by police. And this person compared Kindergarten Cop to Birth of a Nation and Gone with the Wind. Yeah, you remember the movie. It's Schwarzenegger was a detective who went undercover as a kindergarten teacher, trying to root out a drug dealer whose kid might be one of the students in the class. And the reason the Film Center in Oregon wanted to show it is it's the 30th anniversary of the film, and it was filmed in Oregon. But the Portland author, leaning certainly on the left, Lois Levine, had a problem with this whole thing. She went on a Twitter rant, six tweets long, about how the film is exploitative and has no comedic or redeeming qualities. She referenced a school-to-prison pipeline, claimed the police frequently arrest American children, throw them in jail. She added 5- and 6-year-old kids are handcuffed, hauled off to jail routinely in America. This criminalizing of children increases dramatically when cops are assigned to work in schools. And she compared, as I said, the movie to Gone with the Wind, Birth of a Nation, claiming to be inappropriate for children. But the Film Center said, no, that those tweets had nothing to do with us canceling the showing of Kindergarten Cop. They instead credited overwhelming demand and discussions with its staff and community members for the change. However, their statement on Twitter was a direct reply to Levine's thread. So instead of Kindergarten Cop, they are going to show a film called Good Trouble. It's a new documentary about the late Representative John Lewis, who died last month. So you would think that would make everything all and well with Ms. Levine. You'd be thinking wrong. She reacted to the statement, said the NWFC should have admitted to making a blunder and apologized for it. Now here's the tweet. I think what you meant to type was, yes, we made a grave error in not realizing the implicit racism in that programming decision. We apologize and are rethinking who makes our programming decisions hereafter. I know the saying goes, you can't please everyone, but should you really be bowing to the displeasure of one? I would kind of hope not, but the Northwest Film Center saw fit to do so.